Spirit Mound. On August 24, 1804, the expedition came into view of a vast plain where a huge hill lay before them. The local Indians called the hill they were viewing Spirit Mound. The hill got its name through tales and superstition, rumored to house devils in the shape of 18-inch humans with large heads. These little people, armed with sharp arrows, would attack anyone who approached the hill. In addition, large assemblies of birds around the mound provided evidence of unnatural spirits for the Indians. The Omaha, Sioux, and Oto Indians would not approach Spirit Mound at all. Lewis and Clark set up a scouting party to climb and explore the hill on the following day. The two captains and 9 other men set out to summit Spirit Mound. The explorers encountered no little people with sharp arrows. Instead, all complained of a great thirst and immense heat. Once atop the hill, they could gaze upon the vast beauty of the plains ahead of them. Tremendous amounts of buffalo grazed on plains that stretched as far as the eye could see. The plains, being devoid of timber, caused the winds to blow vigorously towards the hill. The forceful winds pushed various kinds of insects into the hill, causing small birds to flock to the food source. Today, Spirit Mound is one of the few places where you can stand in the footsteps of Lewis and Clark.